It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor. I've just bought some bean bags. See these bean bags? There are two of them that are made from the same material, and one of them made from plain red corduroy. Which are the two from the same material? These two, aren't they? Yeah, the ones on the ends. This is the plain corduroy. Do you remember Dr. Rapp, the neighbor who was juggling at Francois Clemens' studio one day? Well, he's at Elsie Neal's shop today, and he's the one who's making and selling these bean bags. Why don't we just go there together? I'd like you to see how he makes them. But first, let's sing. Let's go right away, go somewhere today. Let's be together and stay and stay. Let's go together today, right away. Let's be together today. Together's the way I like the best. I like to be with you. I like the things you explain to me, the things you show me to do. And whenever I hear you have some time and want me to be with you, I wonder how you knew, 'cause that's what I wanted to. Let's go right away, go somewhere today. Let's be together and stay and stay. Let's go together today, right away. Let's be together today. And let's do that. Let's go together right now to Elsie Neal's craft shop. Come along.
About how many more do you think you'll be making?
I think I'll make about 10 more today.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Hi,
Elsie. Hi, Dr. Rapp.
Hello.
Good to see you. I showed my friends these three bean bags, and I'd like you to show them how you make the bean bags. Oh, you remember my television friend.
Hello.
Would you show them how you make them?
Oh, I'd be glad to. I have this jar here, and I put it down on the piece of cloth and then take some chalk and just draw a circle around like that. Mm-hmm. And then there are two pieces of cloth here, one for each side. Put it into the sewing machine. And start right around. Now I can't go all the way around or I'll close it up and we can't get the beans in. Mm-hmm. So I go just far enough, stop there. And then we can cut this out. And these are called pinking shears, and they make little
points around.
Little points, uh-huh. That helps them, helps it so it doesn't ravel so much. And
you know, if you don't know what raveling is, that's when you see loose threads hanging down from the material. Mm-hmm. And this cuts it so that it's nice and clean.
So now that's a bean bag to start with there. Now we need to fill it up. So I'll take this one that I made and put in a little funnel made out of cardboard. And then we can put in soybeans or some polyethylene beads. And these are nice because you can wash them. Wash the bean bags with this in.
I see.
And then this is some popcorn and some rice and even some scraps. You could put scraps inside bean bag, make them very soft. Would you like to fill?
Sure. Right. What'll we fill it with?
Well, I've got some soybeans there.
Soybeans.
Pretty good.
Just put them in the funnel. Mm-hmm. Like
well, it makes a nice sound when it goes in there, too.
Yes. You've made a lot of mm-hmm. these, haven't you?
We made about 80 in the... Oh, yeah. Sometimes it gets stuck in there if there's too many.
Yeah, I mm-hmm. think that's about enough.
Not enough. That's what happens sometimes.
You don't worry about them.
All right. Now, the bean bag gets full and... tuck these in like this, and then you can take a needle and whip it shut by hand, or you can put it into the sewing machine. And this is then how it looks when it's finished.
So you can make bean bags out of almost any kind of material.
Any kind of material that's left over from other sewing, mm-hmm. Or buy some special kind of cloth. We've got that one's that color, and this one's a little bit different.
Well, this is the kind I had before,
uh-huh.
yeah.
And then this one is turned inside out. You notice there that this one started out as big as that one, but was turned inside out and then filled.
I see.
And so it doesn't have that little pinking shears edge to it.
I like this wall over here. It mm-hmm. looks like you've made a wall with...
Mm-hmm.
Look at all of that.
Looks like a little mm-hmm. fort.
Mm-hmm. A lot of things can be done with beans. Oh, that's
one.
A square one. We made triangle bean bags and round ones. We've even made, look at this one. Oh, I just love that one.
That's a big
That's
one, isn't it?
Big one. And then we made this, it's right here. This is a little one.
Yes. Boy, what you couldn't do with that.
Oh,
that's a pancake. You could turn mm-hmm. that many ways. Yeah.
Or how they throw up a pizza.
Mm-hmm. Oh!
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. kind of fun. And I always like to see the man do
I'd
that.
I'd like to see you juggle with some.
Would you?
Elsie, did you know about Dr. Rapp being able to juggle so well? He's really something.
Well, fun before.
I knew that he could, but I didn't know that he did as many things as he does.
Yeah.
Well, this bean bags can be juggled easier because they don't flop out of your hand. They come down, and they just stick there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of fun. And there's some other things to do with bean bags, too.
What?
Would you like to try?
Sure.
You take those, and I'll... try these. And right over here, we have three cans, a big one, a little one, and a middle-sized one. And you can then throw...
One, two, and three.
Oh.
Hey, nice.
Uh-huh.
Oh, uh-huh.
And the big one now gives you a one,
mm-hmm.
and the middle size gives you two, and the little one gives you three. Mm-hmm. So if you want more points, you throw from the little one, which I missed.
Try it, Elsie.
All
Not
right.
as easy as it looks.
Almost.
See?
Good.
Oh,
marvelous.
I made it.
We ended on a good note there. I've got another kind of thing, too, that you can use.
What?
And try that a little
I
bit more.
Determined to get one
oh,
in
you
there.
Got
you
one
did
in.
Well. And if it's too hard from far away, you can always get a lot closer. And,
oh, good. I like that too. Closer business.
Yeah. Yeah. Good. I've got another trick. I've got a ladder out in the storeroom here.
Now, I've seen so this.
What's
Let me
the
help
ladder
you, Doctor.
For?
We've got just a blanket with a little makeshift target on. And we put the target down like this. And we take some bean bags and we can toss right at the target.
I'll secure it.
You mean you try
so
to
it
hit
doesn't
the
fall off.
You try to hit the target. And what's interesting about this is that you can throw just as hard as you want. and it just doesn't make any difference because the bean bags are soft and the blanket is soft.
Oh, my.
That's great.
And it's perfectly okay.
Here's some more.
Thank you.
Oh, someone. Well,
hi, David. Hi, Nick.
Hi, David. Hi, Nick.
Hello.
You did want a dozen bean bags, didn't you?
We sure did.
Well, I have them all ready for you.
Thank you.
This will be just fine.
Have a throw at this?
No, thanks. We've got to rehearse.
Oh, have a good time.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Very much.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.
See you later. This is really
fun.
Now,
if you don't have a ladder, you could drape a blanket over a chair.
Sure.
Or a...
You could even try to get one on top.
Oh, that's another way. And good. Oh, you did. And got it up.
But there are times when you just want to do it like that.
Well, there are times when you just want to throw as hard as you can.
That's right.
And this is a safe way and an okay way to throw.
Like that.
Good.
Well, how about your balancing
trick? Let's do that with Fred.
Good.
All right? We've got a game
Wait
here for
I
you.
Wait till I pick these up.
All right.
Oh, there are plenty more. You don't have to worry about
that's,
those.
That's
thank
one,
you.
That's one reason I like a lot of bean bags, because then... You know, you can have a lot to play with in different ways.
Yeah.
Well, this one is a game like this. All right? Now, you've got to stand up straight for that to sit there nicely. And then let's put one on your shoulder, one over here.
Let me put some on.
Oh, you put some on, too. There you go.
You mean you just try to keep it so that
just
they won't
kinda
fall off?
Just kind of get so they won't fall off. There you go. Now, if you put your arms up like that, and we can put some on your wings here. Elsa, you take care
on
of that
your
side.
Wings.
Take care of that side. We'll put another one up there. And another color. Now, you're really going to have to be still and balanced.
I can feel that.
How about on your hands here?
Want to make it difficult,
very
hard.
Oh, put that big one on there.
Sure.
That big one. Oh, you
How
look
does
good.
It?
Could you possibly turn around?
I can try, sure.
You can try, and you did it. That's really very... How about one more? Just one more. I just... See if we can build a little tower on your head. Careful now.
Make it hard.
Very nice.
Try
one on my knee.
Try one on your knee. All right. We can even put two up there. Or three. And you're balancing with all that.
And he's swinging his leg.
Mm-hmm. And you can... Well...
You have good ideas.
That has been fun.
I'd like to take some more with me. Now, those
right.
are three, the kind I had before. I think I'd like three of these black ones. Could I have those?
Yes.
Would you put them on my bill?
I certainly will, and they're 10 cents apiece.
Thank you very much. I know you all have to get back to work.
We certainly do.
Good to see you
again.
Thank
you for coming.
Thank you, Dr.
Rapp.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for coming,
Bye, Elsie.
Bye.
Come along.
Now, would you want me to cut them out around the edges after you stitch them?
There's so much you can do with bean bags. I'm going to try this myself. I think I could put these over here too without dropping them. Oh, there goes one. Go down very easily to get it. There. Now you would take these off with this hand. You would take these off with this hand. Should I try this one too? I could just throw these against these pillows. But I'd like to throw them into something. Maybe the shoes. Yeah, that would be a good idea. Let's see, I could put the shoes here. Hey. This is good practice. Try that once more. See, you could get so many points for putting them in inside the shoe, so many points for putting them in the middle like that, you know? You'll be able to think of all kinds of games to do. Let's have some make-believe. Let's make believe that Daniel Tiger's planning to give some bean bags to King Friday for the king's birthday. Queen Sarah and Handyman Negri could be getting ready for the birthday, too. Ready for some make believe? Neighborhood of make believe, trolley.
That's a good idea. Oh, there's Trolley.
Hi, Trolley.
We could decorate Trolley with some bright colored streamers.
Streamers for Trolley.
Yeah. And you have the order for the fruit and the milk.
Yes, and also for those noisemakers, you know, the ones that we can blow and twirl.
Oh, good. We'll have a lovely time. Mm.
You know, X is making a sign which will read, Happy Birthday, King Friday.
Oh, that should be perfect.
And Henrietta Pussycat is making him a sandwich with some peanut butter and some other things.
Oh, he'll like that.
I think right now I better go over and check on Corny. I want to see how he's coming along with the project.
Project?
Oh, yes, something he's making for the king.
Oh, people are so kind.
Well, it is fun to celebrate.
That's true, Handyman. I'll go in and see how our castle guest, Digger de Gorham, is doing.
Oh, fine. And I'll see you later.
Oh, very good, my dear.
Goodbye.
Farewell.
Goodbye. Streamer decorations, fruit milk, noisemakers, sign, hen sandwich. I'm going to check on that basket right now. Corny! Cornelius, especially.
Oh, why, Handyman Negri, how good to see you.
Well, thank you very much. I wondered how you were coming along with the basket.
Oh, very well. Do you want to see it?
Oh, well, I'll see it when you're through. I just wondered if you needed Digger de Gorham's basket any longer.
No, but it was a great help, and I'll go get it for you, all right?
Okay, fine. Oh! Here you are. There you are.
Okay. It sure is a beauty, that basket.
Yes. Well, we're going to get to see yours tomorrow.
Birthday tomorrow.
That's right, Corny. Well, thanks a lot, now.
You'll give it back to Digger de Gorham, won't you?
Well, that's what I'm getting ready to do right now.
Well, I'll see you then.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Is a pretty basket. Oh, Digger de Gorham!
Handyman Negri.
Well, I just picked up your ancient basket from Corny.
How's he coming with his new one?
Well, he says it's doing fine.
Oh, good.
Want to come over to see Daniel Tiger with me?
Oh, I like that. I haven't seen him at all this trip.
Well, what do you say? Let's head east to the clock.
Gladly.
Okay. Your basket better be really careful with that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Welcome, friends. Welcome.
Hi, Daniel.
Hi, Daniel.
Hi. I thought that must be you, Digger de Gorham. I'm so glad to see you.
Salve, Daniel.
Salve, Magistra.
did you decide what you're going to do for the king tomorrow?
Yes, I'm making some bean bags for him.
That
That's a great idea. Mm. Bean bags. Yes. Well, there's so many things you can do with them.
Yes. Corny's making some kind of a basket, so I thought I could put my bean bags in the bottom of his basket.
That'll be a double present.
Yes. Yes.
Are you giving him a basket too, Mr. Gorham?
Oh, no, Daniel. This is a very old piece.
Oh.
Corny used it as a model for his new one.
Oh, could I see inside?
Certainly.
Just want to see how much room there is for bean bags in there.
There you are.
Oh, I can even get in here.
That's more than I could ever do.
Oh, me too.
What's this I see down here?
Down where?
Down in the bottom of this basket.
What was it?
Well, it looked like a tiny note. Can you get it out?
I'll certainly try. Daniel, you may have made an important discovery.
Well, you'll have to look very carefully. It's small, and it was all covered with dust. That's it.
What is it?
Some form of ancient communication.
Oh, really? Can you read it?
It's written in very old script.
But can you read it?
I think it's written in Ugaritic.
Can you read Ugaritic?
I can translate it. Let me see. It says, if you turn this basket on its side at just the right angle and look very carefully at the bottom, you will see the best entertainers from the bottom of a basket.
Entertainers?
The Zucchini Brothers.
Zucchini? Let's try it.
Of course.
Oh, boy. Is it going to be a show?
Well, I guess so, Daniel. Let's look.
Oh, boy. That looks like a drum there.
Yeah.
It is a drum.
Oh, look at this.
Look at that show in the bottom of the basket. Oh, gracious. All of those different people. What a basket.
What a show.
Boy.
Now I know what I'll give the king for his birthday.
What will you give him?
A bottom of the basket Zucchini Brothers show.
Oh.
That's a great idea.
Won't that be lovely?
It sure is. Well, I'll see you all there tomorrow.
Okay.
Right you are.
Bye, Daniel.
Boy, bye, Daniel.
What a basket.
Oh, yeah. Take the bath. Can't leave your basket there.
No.
I can't imagine, an ancient act like that.
One never knows what one will find in the bottom of old things.
I'm sure glad that Daniel looked so carefully.
So am I. You can be sure of that.
Toots.
Who are you calling?
You, sweets, both of you.
Oh.
Hello, Lady Elaine.
Hello, Digger.
Hi, Lady Elaine. What did you want?
Well, I think I've changed my mind.
Oh, you mean you're going to do something for King Friday's birthday?
I may sing him a song.
Oh.
A song?
Don't think I can?
Oh, no, it isn't that. I just wondered what kind of a song.
Well, I may make it up. This world needs a good new birthday song. And you can be sure that mine will be different from Happy Birthday to you.
We'll be sure of that.
We'll be sure
of that, yes. Yeah. There comes Trolley.
Trolley,
you're a good deal older than I am, aren't you? Yeah. Yes, well, that's what I thought.
What kind of a birthday song do you think Lady Elaine will sing to the king? Since yesterday, I've been thinking more about giving presents. When I give somebody a present that is just what that person wants, I feel happy, because that person seems to be happy too. Do you have some things that you don't feel like giving to anybody else at all? Do people ever ask you to give what you didn't want to give? You know, sometimes you need to tell people if you have an extra special toy, like a bear or a little car, that you need to keep for your very own. That'll help you understand when other people don't give their extra special things to you. So Daniel will give the bean bags. Just say, better feed the fish. We would not feed bean bags to the fish, no. We would feed fish food to the fish. Thinking there's something that we could use. Ah. If you're allowed to use a saucepan like that, it'd be something good to toss. Don't have bean bags, you could even use a sponge for tossing. Well, we'll have lots more things to think about and do tomorrow. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling. A very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make it a special day for me. I'll be back tomorrow. Goodbye.
Gave the money to make this television visit are the people of Public Television Stations, Ford Foundation, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Sears Roebuck Foundation, and Johnson & Johnson.
This is PBS.